It's continuing coverage of AGWSR boys basketball with head coach Riley Shipper talking about a 68-31 victory over South Hamilton here in the preliminary round of the Class 1A District 4 postseason. And coach, a game that you guys really controlled from the start, and one of your more lopsided wins in quite some time. How did this one feel to come out and just absolutely dominate here tonight?
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, we took advantage of our opportunities and were able to score in transition. You know, I thought, you know, they tried to take Bo away early with the box and one, and Bo did a really nice job tonight screening for guys, getting other guys involved, which allowed, you know, allowed us to open up the floor. Guys made shots tonight. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, we had to get settled in early in that first quarter, but once we kind of got settled in and we really locked in defensively, you know, I thought, like you said, we controlled the pace, we controlled what we could do, and for us, that's really, really good. You know, it's two straight wins for us, you know, which we haven't done in a long time either. So I'm happy for the guys. You know, I told the guys in the locker room, you know, you get a chance to go play the number one seed, a 16 seed's beating a one seed in the NCAA tournament. You know, an eight seed can beat a one in the 1A tournament. So, you know, it's an opportunity, and for that, we're grateful.
And I have to imagine it's pretty fulfilling to be able to see your team be able to execute a game plan at such a high level as well. As you mentioned, pretty much being able to do anything you wanted to do out there tonight. I have to imagine that was really cool to see as a coach, to see your guys be able to have some success in that area as well.
Yeah, you know, we've really gone over our stuff, you know, the last 2 days, and really focused on, you know, I thought they'd play us in a 2-3 zone, so we kind of had to adjust a little bit, but, you know, we had stuff in, and guys really locked in and focused on what we needed to do. So, yeah, when you execute, you know, it takes the nerves away, you know, as a coach, to see guys doing what you want of them. As a coach, extremely happy. You know, anytime you can get a postseason win is big. Yeah, happy. You know, I'm happy we got to play tonight. You know, I didn't want to have to sit one more night, you know, thinking about what we were going to do, thinking about what they were going to do. So, you know, I'm glad they came tonight and we were able to get a win.
Yeah, and speaking of that, first postseason win since 2021, so certainly a big mark for the program as well. But Chayton Smith, 25 points, that's a career high for your freshman. You were able to get him open in the post, and most importantly, he was able to execute and connect on a ton of shots here tonight.
Yeah, Chayton's gaining more and more confidence as the season has gone on. You know, he's finding his spots. Him and Bo have really figured out how to work together, where to be, where to space the floor with one another. And, you know, and any offensive rebound so well, you know, and he's a jumper, you know. So when he's at the rim, you know, we tell him, you're basically at the hoop. You just as well score it, you know. So he did a nice job, you know, gathering rebounds. You know, he's really worked on that left hand, that right and left hand. So he's able to go both directions, which is huge. You know, a lot of guys, young guys don't do that. And he works on his craft. You know, he's been waiting to get that dunk. You know, he tried it twice tonight. He still owes me one because he missed a free throw on a missed dunk. You know, yeah, excited for him, happy for him. You know, him and Bo do such a good job rebounding it, you know, on both ends of the floor, that really sets our defense, you know, for us, you know. And so his defense leads to his offense. And so for him, extremely happy, and you know, hopefully we can have another good night.
Yeah, and you'll never forget the last home game of your career, and for your seniors to close it out in this fashion. I mean, these guys have been through some tough times with this program, but what does it mean for your seniors to be able to close out the home gym like this for their careers?
Yeah, happy for Carter and Ryan. You know, like you said, not very often is your last game at home a win all the time. You know, and not to come on senior night, to come in a postseason game. You know, for those guys that have given 4 years. You know, it's only two seniors that we have left. They've given 4 years. They're constant guys. You know, they're locker room guys. They're my captains, been my captains all year. You know, so, yeah, really happy for them that we're able to get one more win for them and give them one more opportunity to play. You know, they deserve it. And like you said, they've been through some tough times. And you know, it's hard as a coach, you know, to see those guys go through those tough times, but they show up every day and are ready to go every day. And I really appreciate that coming from those two.
All right. You'll obviously have a little bit of time to enjoy this one, but it's going to be a super quick turnaround here right out of the weekend with a Monday night trip to St. Edmund. And again, as you mentioned, an opportunity to take on a number one seed, ranked number five in all of Class 1A. So a tall task, but again, another opportunity for you guys to go out and compete.
Yeah, you know, we'll enjoy it. You know, I'll go home, start watching film tonight. I really haven't dug into anything yet on them. You know, I'm one of those guys, I don't like to look to the future, got to get them present first. So I'll go home, I'll dig in on those guys. We'll probably get together on Sunday, have a quick practice, you know, go over what we need to do to execute. And then, yeah, you said it, we go to Fort Dodge Monday night, number 5 in 1A. But, you know, every night's an opportunity. You know, you never know who may overlook you and what you might bring. So, you know, we're going to go bring our best. I think we're battle-tested in one of the toughest conferences in probably the state. So we've played some really, really good teams, and we've played some really, really good teams tough for two and a half quarters at a time. You know, so we'll be ready to go. We'll bring what we can, and hopefully that amounts to a win for us.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No. You know, just grateful for another opportunity to coach, grateful for another win. You know, thankful the fans came out. You know, even the weather's not great. And like you said, really excited for our seniors to get one more win on our court, you know, and send them out. You know, they won't get a chance to play again, but on this court, but it's awesome for them that we could get one more for them.
All right, that's AGWSR head coach Riley Shipper. Thanks for the time tonight, and congrats on the big win.
You bet. Thanks, John.
All right, 68-31 final score, AGWSR with a victory. That'll do it for our coverage tonight here on 99 The Wave. The Cougars move on to St. Edmund on Monday night, and we'll have that for you right here on 99 The Wave. This has been High School Playoff Basketball on your home for local high school sports, 99 The Wave. I'm John Moingle saying good night from the AGWSR. Our gym.
Jill was telling me about her son at one point, and